V'siyata d'shmaya maseches Megillah daf chav gimel. The top line. We saw in the Mishnah, B'yom tov chamisha, on Yom Tov you call up 5 people to Kriyas HaTorah, B'yoyim HaKippurim shisha, Yom Kippur 6 people. And on Shabbos 7, not less, but you can add more. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani, which Tana is our Mishnah, Loi Rabbi Shmuel, V'loi Rabbi Akiva? It seems to be neither Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, B'yom tov chamisha, וביום הכיפורים שישה, ובשבס שבע, אין פייחסין מהן, not less, ואין מייסיפן עליהם, דיבי רבי שמואל, רבי שמואל held, you're not allowed to add on the number of קרואים. רבי עקיבא אומר, ביום טוב חמישה, ביום הכיפורים שבע, ובשבס שישה. In poichasin mehen, aval mosifin alein. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you're not allowed to add. That's not like our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to add, but Rabbi Akiva switches Yom Kippur with Shabbos. Yom Kippur has 7 and Shabbos has 6. Mani ik Rabbi Shmuel kashet isefes. Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to add. Our Mishnah says you are allowed to add. I Rabbi Akiva kashya shisha v'shiva. Shabbos and Yom Kippur the other way around. Answers the Gemara Marova. Tona debei Rabbi Shmuel hi. There's a third Tana, Debei Rabbi Shmuel, who says that B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom HaKippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, Ein Poichasin Mehen, Aval Misifin Alim, Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Asks the Gemara, Kashid Rabbi Shmuel Ad Rabbi Shmuel? How can you have two Tanoim, two Shittas, both being Rabbi Shmuel? It seems to be a Stira in Rabbi Shmuel. Answers the Gemara, Trei Tanoi, Yalibud Rabbi Akiva. It was two separate Shittas, two different Tanoim, and they both said what they thought Rabbi Shmuel held. And now the Gemara is going to bring another Braisa and see whether it's dependent on those three Tanoim we just saw. Man Tana Lahod Tanya, which of the above mentioned Tanoim is the one who says this Braisa? B'yom Tov Ma'achrin Lovoi, since people are busy preparing their Sudas Yontov, they come later to Shul. U'mamarim Lotzeis, and in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yontov and eat the Suda, they try and leave as soon as they can. B'yom HaKippurim, where there's no Sudas, Memarim Lovoi, U'mamarim Lotzeis, they can come earlier and leave later. U'b'Shabbos, where you can't prepare the meal, it's all prepared on before Shabbos. Memarim lovoi, umemarim lotzis. But they have a mitzvah to eat the Sudas Shabbos, and therefore they don't want to hang around too long. Now the Gemara says from the fact that Yom Kippur is ma'achrin lotzis, and Shabbos is memarim lotzis, it would seem that the tefillah on Yom Kippur is longer than that of Shabbos. Leima Rebbe Akiva, de'isle gavri yaseira. Could it be that this braisa is Rebbe Akiva who says that on Shabbos you have 6 kruim, and on Yom Kippur you have 7 kruim? Says the Gemara, no. Afila teima Rabbi Shmuel. It could even be Rabbi Shmuel who says that on Yom Kippur you have 6 kruim and on Shabbos you have 7 kruim. And nonetheless, the tefillah of Yom Kippur is longer than that of Shabbos. Denofish sidura diyema. Since in the Musaf they say the Seder Ayyim, the Seder Avoida, and they add in lots of other tefillahs, and therefore the tefillah all in all took longer on Yom Kippur than on Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what the different number of kruim on the different days represented. Hanu shloisha, chamisha, v'shiva, k'neged mi. Sometimes there's 3 kruim, sometimes there's 5, sometimes there's 7. What were they representing? Answers the Gemara. Pligi bar Bitzchok bar Nachmeni, v'chad di'imei. Bitzchok bar Nachmeni had one understanding, and another Amoira had another understanding. And who was that other Amoira? Omanu, Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Va'omrila, others say, Reb Shimon ben Pazi, v'chad di'imei, umanu, Reb Yitzchok bar Nachmeni. Va'omrila, and some say, that the Amoira that was arguing with Reb Shimon ben Pazi was Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Either way, chad omar, one of the Amoiroim said, keneged birchas keanim, the amount of words in the psukim of birchas keanim. The first pasuk has 3 words, yivrecho Hashem mishmerecho. The second pasuk has 5 words, yoyer Hashem pono v'ilecho v'chuneko. The third pasuk has 7 words, Yisa Hashem pono v'lechov yosim l'cho sholim. V'chad Oman, the other Amoira said, keneged shloisha shomrei asaf. The 3 kruim is keneged 3 of the shomrim who are protecting the sha'orim of the Beis HaMikdosh. Chamisha meroye pnei ha'melech. There are 5 important ministers that were used to sitting by the melech, and keneged them are the 5 kruim. Shiva roye pnei ha'melech. Besides for those 5, there was another 2. They were the scribes of the melech. Tanya of Yosef, we learned in a Braisa, Shloisha, Chamisha v'Shiva, are connected the Shloisha Shomer Asaf, Chamisha Meroye Pnei HaMelech, Shiva Roye Pnei HaMelech. A Braisa like that second Amoira. Omele Abaya, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Ado Idno, Mai Tam Eloi Porish Lon Mar. Why is this the first time we're hearing from you what you just told us, Tanya of Yosef? Omele Rav Yosef said to Abaya, Lehava Yodana de Tzrichasulei. I wasn't aware that you didn't know that the reason you have 3, 5, and 7 was connected, the Shomer Asaf, the Roye Pnei HaMelech, and the Roye Pnei HaMelech. Did you ever ask me to explain something to you and I didn't explain it to you? And now the Gemara is going to explain why there's 6 kruim on Yom Kippur. Omar le Yaakov mino'o l'Rav Yehuda. This doesn't mean that he was a min, a kaifa. It means he came from a place called Mini. Hani shishad yom kippurim keneged mi? Omar le. Rav Yehuda answered back to Yaakov mino, keneged shisho sh'omdu mi minoi shel Ezra v'shisho mismoilei. Shenemar vayamid Ezra Asifa al Migdal Eitz Ashaosu Ladovor vayamid Etzle Matisio Veshema Vaanoyo Vuurio Vechilkio Umaaseo al Yuminoi Umismoiloi Pedoyo Umishoel Umalkio Vechoshum Vechashpadono Zecharyo Meshulam. So you see there were 6 people on the right of Ezra and 6 on the left. Asks the Gemara, Hani Shiva Havu. If you count, you'll see that on the left there were 7 people, not 6. Answers the Gemara, Hainu Zechariah, Hainu Meshulam. Zechariah and Meshulam are the same person. Vamai Kori Meshulam. Why was Zechariah also called Meshulam? The Meshalim Boivodi. He was a Tomim and Sholim B'maisov. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the 7 Oilim of Shabbos. Ton Rabbonon, Hakoil Oilin Leminyan Shiva. Vafilu Koton, Vafilu Isha. Even a Koton, who's under Bar Mitzvah, or an Isha, can be called up to the Torah on Shabbos. Avil Omru Chachomim, Isha Loi Tikra Batorah Mepnei Kvodat Tzibur. It's not covered for the Tzibur for a woman to get an aliyah. Iboilu, who asks the Gemara, Maftir, Ma'u Sheyale Leminyan Shiva. The person who's going to read the Maftir, is he one of the 7 Kruim, or is he an 8th? Rav Huna v'Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, Chad Omar, one of them said, Oile, is one of the 7. V'chad Omar ein Oile, and one says that it's not one of the 7. Mand Omar Oile, the one who says that it's one of the 7, Deho Kori. He's being called up to the Torah anyway. And just because afterwards he's going to also read Maftir, is there reason that his aliyah to the Torah should not be one of the 7? Mand Omar ein Oile, the opinion who says that he's not one of the 7, Kud Ula? Do Omar Ula, Mipnei Ma Maftir Benovi, Tzorich Sheikro Batoiro Tchilo? Why does the person getting maftir have to also read from the Torah first, mipnei kvoi Torah, in order to show that the kavod of the Chumash is more than the Novi? And we show this by the fact that even the person who's being called to the Novi is going to read from the Torah first. And since the reason that the Oile LeMaftir reads in the Torah is in order to show cover to the Torah, but it's not because of the Etzem Chivas HaKriya, therefore LeMinyon Eloi Sodik. He's not one of the 7. The Rashba asks, what's the contradiction? Why can't he be called up as one of the Oilim and also read in the Maftir? The Mefarshim explain that it's only going to be a sign of covered for Torah when it's not one of the Kruim of the Chayva. If it's one of the Kruim of the Chayva, you can't see from the fact that he's reading the Torah that Torah is more Choshev than the Novi. It's only because he's not Mechuyev Mitzad the Chayvas Hayoim, one of the Kruim, and nonetheless he's reading the Chumash, and that's the covered because we're showing that the Chumash is more important than the Novi. Meisvei, now the Gemara is asking a kasha on the Manda Omar that says that the person who's getting Maftir is not one of the 7. HaMaftir B'Novi LeYivchois Mi'esrim Ve'echot Psukim. The Haftarah has to be at least 21 Psukim. Keneged Shiva Shekoru Batoira. The amount of Psukim that the 7 Koirim Batoira read, each one has at least 3 Psukim, 21 altogether. Vim Isa, if it's true that the person who got Maftir is an 8th Oile Batoira, and he also has to read at least 3 psukim in the Chumash. Esim Arba Havyon. The wise, the Maftir doesn't need to be 24 psukim. Answers the Gemara, Kivan de Mishum Kvoy Teiru. Since the only reason that the 8th Oile is reading in the Chumash is in order to show the cover to the Teira, Knegdo Inami Loi Boy, he doesn't have to read in the Novi those 3 psukim that are connected his Kriya Batoira. Maskiv lo Rava. Rava's asking on this brisa that says that you have to have at least 21 psukim in the Avtoira. Varei oilei seichem sfu. The Avtoira of Parashas Tzav. Dolehavion esim v'chad. It does not have 21 psukim. V'korinon, and nonetheless we read it as Avtoira. Answers the Gemara Shani Osam. Desoli kinyon. Since it finishes a whole inyan before the 21 psukim, they didn't start reading a new inyan. Asks the Gemara v'heicha dolei soli kinyon. And in a case where it does not start a new inyan, loy, you can't stop before 21 psukim. V'omer Shmuel bar Abba, zimnim tzagin, many times have a koim no kamedu Rabbi Yechanon, outstanding by Rabbi Yechanon by the Avtoira, v'chi have a korin on asoro psuke, and after 10 psukim, omer lo nafsiku. He would tell us to stop, even though it's not the end of an inyan. He didn't make us read 21 psukim, answers the Gemara, b'mokim shesh turgimon shani, where there was somebody there who was translating the psukim of the Avtoira, it's different. D'toni, Rav Tachlifa bar Shmuel, lo yishonu, we only learnt that you have to have at least 21 psukim, elo b'mokim she'in maturgimon, if there's no maturgimon. Avol mokim shesh turgimon, poisek. He's allowed to stop even with less than 21 psukim, because it's a tircha for the tzibur. To also have a turgimon and also 21 psukim, it's too long. Says the Mishnah, as a continuation of the dinim of Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah, the Mishnah is going to tell us all the things that one needs a minyan for. Ein Purisin al Shema. The people who missed Tfilah B'Tzibur, and they didn't hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Kedusha, and they came to shul after everyone has finished davening, then one of them can be oimid, say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and the first brocha of Birchas Krishma, which is the brocha of Yetzirah. It's called Pirsin because it's half of the brochas of Krishma. And this Kaddish and Baruch Hu and the first brocha of Krishma is called Pirsin al Shema. And Ein Pirsin al Shema, Ve'ein Oivir Nifnei Ateva, to be a Shliach Tzibur, for Chazoras Hashatz, to say Shmanesha loud to the whole Tzibur, Ve'ein noisin eskapeim, the kohenim don't do birchas kohenim after moedim. Ve'ein kohenim b'atayra, kriyas atayra. Ve'ein maftirim b'novi is the aftayra. Ve'ein oisin maimud u'moishav. There was a custom that when they used to carry a person who had died to the kvura, they would stop and sit to cry on the mace and to give espedim, and then they would get back up and carry on walking. That's called maimud u'moishav. Ve'ein oimrim birchas aveilim, v'tanchume aveilim, the saying hamokim inachim to the aveilim in a shura after the kvura. Ubirchas chasanim, sheva brochas, ve'ein mezamnim b'shem, to do zimun at the end of a suda with Hashem's name saying Elikeinu. All these pochis me'asara, they cannot be done if there isn't 10 people. There's a question in the Meforoshim that since Chazal Sashatz needs a minyan, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that Birchas Kohanim needs a minyan? So some Meforoshim explain that the halacha is that if we started Chazal Sashatz with a minyan, even if some of the people left and there's now no longer a minyan, you can continue Chazal Sashatz, but Birchas Kohanim you can only do if there's a minyan there. Others say that mentioning Birchas Kohanim is just to tell us that a Kohen cannot do Birchas Kohanim on his own if he's not part of the minyan at the end of Chazaras Hashatz. Continues the Mishnah, Ubekarkois, when estimating the value of property that's being redeemed from Hekdesh, you also need 10, Tisha, 9 of them can be Israelim, V'Koyin, and one of them has to be a Koyin. V'Odom Kiyetabahem, when redeeming a person from Hekdesh, the same rule applies, you need 10, 9 Israelim, and at least one Koyin. Says the Gemara, Minoha Namili, what's the makir that you need a minyan for all those things mentioned in the Mishnah? Omer Reb Chiya bar Abba, Omer Reb Yechanon, do Omer Kro, it says in the Pasuk, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Kol dover shebekdusha, lo yehei pochis me'asor. Says the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see that in the Pasuk? Explains the Gemara, the Tony Reb Chiya, we saw in the Braisa, Reb Chiya said, Asya toich toich, t'gzer shova, k'siv hocha. In the Pasuk we just mentioned, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Uchsiv hosom, and it says by the machlokes of Korach that Hashem said to Moshe, he bodlu mitoicha eda. So there's a gzera shava between v'nikdashti and the parasha of Korach. V'asya eda eda, and there's another gzera shava that compares the adas of Korach, he bodlu mitoicha eda, to the eda. It says by the meraglim, dechsiv hosom at mosai le'edo haroazois. Ma'ala alon, in the same way as eda mentioned by the meraglim, asoro, is referring to the 10 of the 12 Meraglim, and they were the 10 that were ra'ah, they were bad. Afkan, so too, the Eidah by Korach, Asara was 10. And since the Eidah of Korach is 10, then the toich of a nikdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael is also 10. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, ein oisin maimadu moishav pochis me'asora. By the Levaya, they used to do maimadu moishav, and you only do that if you have a minion. And the Gemara explains, kiven de boye le meimar, since the person who's appointed to say, imdu yukorim amoidu, shvu yukorim shvu, there was somebody who would call out, now we're all sitting down, now we're all standing up. Botzir me'asora lav erachara. It's not proper to be matriach, the mamuna who's responsible, if there's less than 10 people. Continues the Gemara, we saw in the Mishnah, Vein oimrim birchas aveilim, u birchas chasanim, v'chulu. Asks the Gemara, my birchas aveilim, what is birchas aveilim? Answers the Gemara, birchas ruchova. The first suda that the aveilim would eat, they would do in the town square, and that's where they would make this birchas aveilim. Domer b'yitzchok, omer b'yechanon, birchas aveilim, ba'asara. Vein aveilim min aminyan, you need a minion besides the aveilim. Birchas chasanim ba'asara, v'chasanim min aminyan. So all we see from this Gemara is that Birchas Aveilim, mentioned in the Mishnah, is what was known as Birchas Rechova. That bracha that was done in the town square. But the Gemara doesn't actually tell us which bracha this was. And this is a very big discussion in the Mefarshim. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah that Ve'ein mezamnin ala mozoin b'shem pochis me'asara. You want to do zimun and say Elokeinu, you need a minion. Explains the Gemara, kiven deboye le'meimer, nevorich le'Elokeinu. It's not derech eretz to mention Hashem's name if you don't have a minion there. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, v'karkois tishav v'koyin v'odom kiyetze bohen. Asks the Gemara, minoan emili, what's the makoyer that shumas karkois, when estimating the value of properties being redeemed from Hegdash, needs 10, 9 can be Yisraelim, at least one has to be a koyin, or mashmuel, asoro koyhanim ksuvim b'parasha. It says 10 times the word koyin in the parasha that's dealing with redeeming from Hegdash. Chad legufei, once the word koyin is to tell us that there has to be a koyin present at the time that they're doing the shuma. V'idoch, and then other 9 have a miut achar miut, because koyin is to the exclusion of anyone else. And having a miut achar miut, the Gemara says, v'ein miut lachar miut elo l'rabbis. The miut would say that only a koyin can do the shuma. The Miut Achamiut tells us not only a Kohen, even a Yisrael. Tisho Yisraelim v'chad Kohen. Asks the Gemara v'eima chamisho Kohenim v'chamisho Yisraelim. Since the first time it says Kohen, it's for the Kohen himself. The second one is a Miut Achar Miut, which includes that Yisrael can also do it. Since the second Kohen is not a Miut, it's a Ribui, then the third one is not a Miut Achar Miut, it's a Miut Achar Ribui. And then it should be Memait Yisrael. And the fourth one will be a miut achamiut that says Yisrael can also be there. So at the end of the day, it would be 5 Kohanim and 5 Yisraelim. Says the Gemara Kasha. It's Taka Akasha, why 9 can be Yisraelim, and we don't need that at least 5 should be Kohanim. We know from Rashbam in Babasu, Dafnun Beis Amud Beis, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that when it doesn't say in the Gemara Tiyuvta, it just says Kasha, it means that there is a Teretz, just on the minute, they couldn't think of the Teretz. Continues the Gemara. The same way as when one is redeeming karkois, one needs 10, 9 Yisraelim and a Kohen, so too by Odom. Asks the Gemara, Odom mi kodesh? Can a person become Hegdash that he should need to be estimated to be redeemed from Hegdash? Omer bavo, bo'imer dom yolai. A person who says and commits himself to give Hegdash his value. D'tanya ho'imer dom yolai shomin oisoi ke'evet. Such a person has to be estimated in the slave market what he would be worth, and that's what he has to give Hegdash. Ve'eved iskesh lekarkois. And we know there's a klal that avodim are always compared to karkois. Tichsiv v'isnachaltem oisom livneichem achareichem loreshes achuza. The posuk compares avodim to sodois. And therefore, in the same way as sodois, you need 10, 9 Yisraelim and a kohen, so too, when assessing the value of this person, whose value has been promised to Hegdash, it's Kiyotze Behen, you need a minion, 9 Yisraelim and a Kohen.